Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson, and this is Astrology Boo number 6. It is Thursday, the 9th of January, and it's about 10 to 3 in the afternoon, GMT. And it's been quite a crazy week astrologically. There's been lots going on, and by no means it's been very, very busy for us too here in our little home in Devon. Everything seems to be astrology related at the moment, even to the moment where only about 10 minutes ago my son was wanting to watch a little bit of CBeebies, the BBC children's channel, on the internet. And we put it on, and lo and behold, there was something called stargazing. They've got a stargazing section, because culturally at the moment it seems that astrology is really capturing in the minds and imaginations and hearts of people at the moment. And so the BBC are even doing their own little series about stargazing, a kind of cross between astronomy and astrology. They were looking at Gemini the twins and Cancer the crabs. So that was a nice little aside. But anyway, there's lots going on at the moment, and I wanted to give you a heads up. It's not much of a heads up, it's only a day's heads up, but I wanted to keep you in the loop, because for those of you that are actively dating at the moment, or for those of you who are getting around to launching a new product or starting a new business, tomorrow is an extremely lucky day. For starters, the moon is in Taurus. It's well established in Taurus, and it's an active moon all day. It doesn't go void, you know. It's a busy old moon in a really good position. The moon is making very good aspects to the three benefits of the of astrology. So the three lucky things that you really want to have well aspected would be the sun, Jupiter and Venus, and they're all in really, really good aspects with the moon tomorrow, which bodes well. It's a great day for people who are going on a first date. It's a great day to make a first impression. That could lead to something else. For those of you that have been dating a while, it's also a good day to make love for the first time. Any kinds of firsts in a relationship are well starred. Business-wise, it's got a pretty good lineup, really. But the thing that's most noticeable about starting a business tomorrow or launching a business product is that not only is it well aspected with Venus and Jupiter and the Sun, the Moon is also in a waxing phase, which shows growth, but it's also in an Earth sign, which shows a steady, earthy, financial kind of growth. So it's good for any kind of projects that you're undertaking in that way. I'll be reporting more about other great dates. If you're waiting to lose weight or start a new regime at the gym, then wait until after the full moon. I'll be reporting on that shortly. Many thanks. Bye-bye.